Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, January 21st, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The Austrian Parliament approves a mandatory vaccination order for its citizens. And speaking of Orwellian, nearly half of Democrats support the thought police in favor of detention for the unvaccinated, according to a new poll. Now, for the good news. The Supreme Court allows the ban of abortions in Texas to stand for the moment. And Redeeming Love, a story based on the biblical account of Hosea and Gomer and the unconditional love of a Savior for us, is out in theaters today. The Austrian Parliament approves a mandatory vaccination order for its citizens. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Austria has moved closer to introducing a compulsory vaccination order after Parliament's lower house voted in favor of new government proposals. The law, which is due to come into effect on the 1st of February 2022, would make Austria the first European country to introduce a mandatory vaccine. From mid-March, the law will see adults unvaccinated against COVID-19 subjected to fines of up to 3,600 euros. So far, 72% of Austrians have been fully vaccinated against the virus. The bill must now pass the upper house and be signed into law by President Alexander Van der Bellen, steps largely expected to be formalities. The vaccine order is expected to remain in force until January 2024, with the government investing 1.4 billion euros in measures designed to encourage unvaccinated people to come forward to get the vaccine. Mandatory vaccines are not something that most people throughout the world approve of. They're certainly not something that are going to help politicians at the ballot box, because people that are already for severe COVID restrictions and mandates are already voting for those things. For the Crusade Channel and political affairs correspondent, Magdalene Rose.
And speaking of Orwellian, nearly half of Democrat voters would back measures requiring that the unvaccinated live temporarily in designated facilities or locations for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, the Epoch Times reported of a recent poll. A national telephone and online poll from the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports, which surveyed 1,016 likely U.S. voters, found that 45% of likely Democratic voters would support such measures for unvaccinated Americans. The poll conducted on January 5th and released on January 13th also found that 59% of respondents who said they were Democrats would favor a government policy requiring citizens remain confined to their homes at all times, except for emergencies, if they refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The Supreme Court yesterday refused to speed up the ongoing court case over the ban on most abortions in Texas. Some good news for a change. The court declined to order a federal appeals court to return the case to a federal judge who had temporarily blocked the law's enforcement. Over dissents from three most liberal judges, the court offered no explanation for its action. The Texas ban is thus likely to remain in effect for the foreseeable future, following a decision by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans to send the case to the Texas Supreme Court, which is entirely controlled by Republican justices and does not have to act immediately. Our quote of the day, our wish, our object, our chief preoccupation must be to form Jesus in ourselves, to make his spirit, his devotion, his affections, his desires, and his disposition live and reign there. All our religious exercises should be directed to this end. It is the work which God has given us to do unceasingly. St. John Uda. And our saint of the day, a saint that reminds us that length of years is not a requirement for a holy life, one of the youngest and most famous of the early Roman martyrs. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2022 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated new Kias to choose from. Like a brand new 2022 Kia Sportage with forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, and much, much more. You get all of this on top of the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's amazing! These deals just get better and better, and so does the technology that comes with a brand new Kia. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2022 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the all-new 2022 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See dealer or Kia.com for warranty details.
Today we remember Saint Agnes. Almost nothing is known about this saint except that she was very young, 12 or 13, when she was martyred in the last half of the 3rd century. Various modes of death have been suggested, and none of them pleasant. Beheading, burning, strangling. Legend has it, Agnes was a beautiful girl whom many men wanted to marry. And among those she refused, one reported her to the authorities for being a Christian. She was arrested and confined to a house of prostitution. And the legend continues that a man who looked upon her lustfully lost his sight and had it restored by her prayer. Agnes was condemned, executed, and buried near Rome in a catacomb that was eventually named after her. The daughter of Constantine built a basilica in her honor. Redeeming Love, a retelling of the biblical story of Gomer and Hosea, set during the time of the California Gold Rush, was released by Universal Pictures to theaters today. And it was my privilege to talk with New York Times bestselling and award-winning author Francine Rivers, who not only wrote the book, but the screenplay too. So, hello, Francine. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good to talk to you, Janet.
It's good to talk with you as well. We've just had a wonderful conversation, and I just wanted to bring you on just to have you clarify, what is your hope for the movie? This is exciting, the release of Redeeming Love.
I hope that people will walk out feeling excited and just wanting to talk about the movie with other people. I'm hoping that Christians will invite unsaved friends that don't know the Lord, and they can have conversations about this movie, because it's really an allegory about how much God loves each one of us and how far he'll go to try to call us back. And the other thing I hope people walk away with is that your past does not have to define your future.
Amen.
That God is the one that defines your future, and it can be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, it's been a privilege talking with you today, and I'm just so excited about the work you're doing for our Lord. And please get out and see Redeeming Love this week. It's a story of unconditional love. Thank you so much, Francine. Francine is part of an organization started in response to the film to help survivors of trafficking. You can help by visiting www.redeeminglovesanctuary.org. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.